It looked like a, you know, like one of those Mardi Gras videos of total chaos and pandemonium.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we have officially begun. We are on the other side of Thanksgiving. That means Christmas is upon us. Woo. In fact, I was just, because I've gotten an email from Jason Monty, who said, hey, Todd, the Gavel Goat Cam is not working from your calendar, the link to it. Not, I don't have it. You know, the calendar does not come with a camera. Just letting you know. And so I went over and checked, and they have kind of moved it. It looks like it's just on their main homepage.
Apparently it's on YouTube now.
Is it?
The live stream. Yeah, you can go on YouTube and see it, I think.
Okay, well, I'll put a link on our newsletter, and it's kind of a different setup. It gives us a different view. We're kind of looking at its front shot. It is a better view, and they've kind of blurred out all the people walking by, I guess, because they don't want you to see the criminals who might be walking.
I think they have like a better high def camera this year or something too. So it looks a lot clearer.
It does look clear. Are you looking at the image right now?
Yeah.
Does it look like, I mean, am I looking at the right thing? I mean, do you see a little thing in the background?
Yeah, it's all pixelated around the bottom of it.
Well, I could see that they have some guards inside the fence who are, patrolling. And just in case you don't know what we're talking about, I don't know how we stumbled upon it, but we did. There's a town in, I think it's in Norway. Is it in Norway, Scott?
Sweden.
Gavle. And every year, because part of the tradition, Scandinavian tradition, is that maybe Santa Claus rides on a reindeer. But anyway, they have these straw little goats. If you go to IKEA, you can even buy them as ornaments. And well, this Gavle, or however they saw it,
Gavle.
they have this gigantic goat. I don't know. It must be, how many meters tall would you say that was?
It's Scott? A few stories tall. Let's put it that way.
Well, we don't know what meters are, but they do, and they've been doing it. But I guess over the years, people have tried to burn it down and have succeeded. There have been American tourists. There have been Scott still on the wait list. they send flaming arrows into it, and they douse it with a flame retardant, and they try to save it. The last couple of years, it's made it through. But I remember one time Scott emailed me and said, Todd, you got to check it out. I went and checked, and it's just a smoldering frame.
Yeah, I just clicked on the goat cam, and it was literally smoldering still. It had burned completely to just the metal frame was all that was left. It was awesome.
But if you want to look at it, it has a live camera. And I don't know about you, Scott, but when it's up, I find myself going multiple times a day. Just to check it out. I don't know why. It's weird. If you can't wait for the link, you can just type in the Gavel Goat, Gavle Goat, and you'll find it. You'll find it. Scott says it's on YouTube this year. So,
and if you go on YouTube and you search up the history of the Gavel Goat, there's a great little video. I'll put it on your Facebook page. So people can see it. There's a great little summary of the history of the Gavel Goat and how it burned. It's literally hilarious too, because the guy like goes to visit the goat too, and then he does a little update, and he's like, in the time that it has taken me to fly back to England from Sweden, the goat has burned down. It's awesome.
It is awesome. And in fact, there are at least two Americans who are always rooting for the burning. the burning and hoping that will happen.
My kids are planning.
That was on our highlight. That was our highlight reel.
Yes.
Of 500 that we interviewed some lady who was in charge of Yavle.
She was the spokesperson for the goat that year.
Yes.
And I love her accent. I
know very much.
I just love her accent. That's why I wanted to put that on there.
To make us seem more international.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and if you're into like Twitter, if you haven't been banned or you have been, or you're a supremacist or whatever, the Yavle goat, Yavle Bakken, the goat sends out a tweet periodically every day, I think every day so far. I hadn't sent one out today, and it says things that only a giant straw goat would say, I guess. So there you go. It's part of those Christmas traditions. Speaking of Christmas traditions, Scott, we had our first Advent night at our house.
All right.
You know, and I was sharing last night on our other podcast that we do for homeschooling moms. When we started I had this conversation with my wife in bed yesterday morning. When we started our Advent nights, and we've been doing them forever, we pick one night a week from Thanksgiving to Christmas to pull away, to quiet ourselves, to remember the true meaning of Christmas. And so, you know, we'd do a little craft as a family. Then we would walk into our family room and dim all the lights except the Christmas tree lights, light a Advent candle on our Advent wreath. I'd read a portion of scripture kind of that went with it. And then I would read one of our Christmas read alouds that we offer on our website. And then we'd close, we'd pray and have sparkling grape juice. And now the one we had last night, it looked like a, you know, like one of those Mardi Gras videos of total chaos and pandemonium. It just looks like a giant party of confetti and mess. And we did, and it was just like, we got to the end. We couldn't even, there was nothing quiet about it. There was nothing contemplative. We couldn't even, you can't even read a story because it's just, there's so many people and the little kids are bouncing all over the, and you know, people are laughing at me because I'm trying to.
Did you yell?
I did not yell because I was kind of prepared. I'd almost given up.
This is supposed to be serene, quiet.
And so my wife and I were like, we're going to have to figure out either a different plan or something. I don't know.
Embrace the chaos.
I know it. I know it. And throw away maybe our own expectations. Because really, maybe that's the secret of a wonderful Christmas. And as we're doing this, I'm watching the guards walk around the goat as night falls on Yavle. And you know, that we just say, okay, I'm not going to have any expectations. I'm not going to expect them to be thankful. I'm not going to expect this to be fun. And maybe, just maybe, some fun will show up, you know, and it will be memorable. Because our kids, you know, it doesn't have to be any of those things for our kids to think it's magical. I mean, my wife even said, maybe we could just not have everybody there and we could only have a few at a time. And I have at least one or two who will just like, they'll stand outside the window and look inside if they're banned. So we just can't keep them away. I mean, they're just, my son Ike, with his wife Carolyn, said, this is the day I look forward to all year round. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
Well, I think that's probably good advice for the holiday season because I've already ruined Thanksgiving pretty much.
What happened, Scott? Tell us the gory details.
I'll make it short. We had two Thanksgiving days in a row.
Right.
And
you ruined them both?
My wife, yeah, pretty much. No, my wife cooked both meals, one at my father-in-law's place. And so we were heavily involved this year in the setup, the cleanup, and everything else. And it was rough because we got there and we had to help set up Christmas lights and all that stuff for their winter wonderland because they do it huge at her dad's house. And it's just her dad this year since her stepmom died. And so you know, a lot trying to, she kind of was like the lady in White Christmas who works with the general who says, you know, he's like, look, I got along fine in the army without you. And she's like, it took 15,000 men to replace me. Right. Like, that's pretty much what Linda was like. So us trying to do Thanksgiving and set up Christmas without her, I'm throwing in the towel. You're all better than me. I can't do this. Because anyway, it was a little challenging and much more involved. And then to try and replicate that kind of experience the next day at our little house, in our little kitchen with one sink and stuff everywhere, it was ugly. And my wife and I had a little miscommunication about the temperature in the house. And at one point she said, well, why don't you just open the door? You don't need to turn the air conditioner on. And so I took that to mean I wasn't allowed to touch the air conditioner and turn it on at all.
So you sat in the basement.
So
outing.
About the time we were about ready to serve the dinner, I could feel my ears heating up and like my body temperature overheating basically, and was ready to lose my mind. So
or have a stroke.
Yeah. And she wouldn't let me turn the fan on even because it rattles sometimes and it bothers my mother-in-law's hearing aids. And yeah, anyway, it was one of those things where like the perfect storm of chaos that I was not ready to embrace. And I didn't actually ruin it, which I almost did, but I was very angry and I just went outside and cooled down for a couple minutes, but it was rough, man. I got to the end of it and I was like, is this what Todd's always talking about? Like basically I just get to be miserable and the kids enjoy the holiday.
Yes.
That stinks. I don't like this part. It occurred to me then that I've been not quite living up to my responsibilities for the last 28 years.
Because you've had a pretty good Thanksgiving up till now.
I had good memories of it, you know?
That's right. Well, you know, the good news is, Scott, Thanksgiving is kind of like a dry run for Christmas.
Yeah.
So you kind of get a do-over coming up.
I'll try to ruin it, too.
Yep. We went and got our Christmas tree on Saturday after Thanksgiving. And, you know, we go to this big tree farm that there must have been 1,000 people there. I mean, it was packed. The weather was perfect. You know, it was just a little bit of chill in the air. People had campfires. They were like, I don't know how they have campfires, but they're like, you know, having these big family reunion picnics, and they're going out on the tractors, and we're walking up and down, you know, all these aisles of Christmas trees. We're looking in the cheap section first. Hopefully we can go out, you know, and everybody's arguing and jumping on each other. And Hudson, who's 3, says, this is the worst day ever. And I'm like, welcome to Christmas at the Wilsons.
That's when you know, you're like, yes, I've succeeded.
We've done it again. But I don't know. It's something else. It's just something else. A little bit of Christmas trivia. My mom wrote me and said the Christmas Story, you know, the Christmas Story, the movie.
Yes.
The house, which is in Cleveland, is for sale. Scott, we could buy it, but I was checking. They didn't actually put the price. There are 7 houses on this block that this guy's bought, renovated. It's like the museum. And when I was there, it was just kind of like 2 houses across the street. You go through the Christmas Story house. But if you'd like to buy it and donate it to Family Man Ministries, we'd love it. We could run it. We'd do awesome at it.
Well, you know, the sequel's out now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I saw that. I've not watched it yet. That might be something worthwhile.
Maybe. They might have ruined it, too. Who knows?
They might have ruined it. They seem to be pretty good at that. But I was looking at on my website just to see where the address was, because I've got a little video. You can go to our website and you could type in Christmas Story, a Christmas Story, and it'll take you to a page filled with cool Christmas movie locations. So it gives the address to the Christmas Story house. If you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, it would be well worth a drive over there. I also have the Home Alone house, which I just visited for the second time this past winter. It's in Winnetka, Illinois, just north of Chicago. It's real close, maybe a half hour from Chicago. You can go and stand outside there, and you might even catch Kevin McAllister in the backyard. I don't know. I have the Duncan's toy chest. Remember that in Home Alone 2? While you're in Chicago, you can go look at that one. I've got the address to that as well. While you're still in Chicago, I didn't realize that. I did realize this. But have you ever seen the movie While You Were Sleeping, Scott? I mean, that's a classic.
Yeah, movie, it's right? been a long time, but yes.
I mean, I love that movie. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's a great couples. Well, we went to see that as well. I have the directions to that, and it's kind of fun. You can see my wife and I. I'm doing the Joe Jr. thing right outside the Joe Jr. tree. Miracle on 34th Street. You can go to the original house. I've got the address to that as well. It's in New York. And even the 1994 version is in Lake Forest, Illinois. So I didn't realize that. It's a Wonderful Life. It's in Beverly Hills. You can go to the actual gym, Beverly Hills High School. And there's also an address where you can find Martini's house when they go to, what's the subdivision called?
Bailey Park. Yeah.
Santa Claus is there. I've got some links to that. It's in Ontario near Toronto. And then I was watching Ernest Saves Christmas last night. And I've gone to driven by where his house was filmed, but you can see some of the locations for that. And it's in Orlando. So almost wherever you live, you can go see a Christmas location if that's something that sounds fun. Because I'm always kind of looking for not a new tradition. I don't need any new traditions because we got enough traditions. I probably need to lose some of our traditions. But I'm always looking for something, I don't know, memorable, you know, like, if my family cared, we could all go see the Yable goat.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could burn down a goat in your backyard. We've talked about doing that.
You should.
Yeah, if we move out in the country, maybe I'll get some straw and make a straw goat that's not quite as big. But and then
you
got
to kind of protect it. You got to like pretend like you don't want it to burn down and then see if your kids can burn it down.
Oh, my kids would burn it down in a heartbeat.
Dad, mom's fallen and she can't get up. And then it burns.
Will is committed. He'd go to Sweden if he could figure out a way to do it and try and burn the thing down himself.
We could sponsor him. If you get arrested, we don't know you.
Yeah. Good luck. I read that they upped the punishment this year. If you do burn it down, I don't know what it is, but apparently you're going to be in real trouble now. You can't claim you were just, that it's a tradition and you thought it was okay.
I know, but when you're highly inebriated, they forget all those rules. They're just a bunch of guys sitting around like, let's go get it.
Hey, I have a random bit of news. Well, okay. It's not that random, but this is Christmas related.
Yeah.
One of the stars of the epic Christmas movie Die Hard, Clarence Gilliard, died.
Yes.
He was Theo, the computer nerd, in that one. Wow. And he was also Sundown in Top Gun, the original. And apparently he was a professor as well at UNLV. So anyway.
There you go. A little bit of trivia.
So put on Die Hard, pop some popcorn.
So anyway, Scott, this is the time to check in to make sure that we're, because it's still the last day of November, and that's kind of comforting to me. No, maybe, is tomorrow the last day of November?
I think today.
I don't know the little knuckle
30
thing.
30 days you know have that? September, April, June, and November. Is that right?
Oh, so maybe November does have 31 or 30.
30. Yep. Tomorrow's December 1st. So when you're listening to this, it's probably December 1st.
That means Christmas is just 25 days away.
Ah!
Yeah,
don't do that to me, man.
For a scream like Kevin McAllister's mother.
Yeah, don't do that to me. I'm not ready for that.
But we need to start thinking Christmas gifts, whether that's for your wife. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. You know, maybe when the show's over, just spend a few minutes thinking, okay, what would my wife like this year? Because I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm getting a little tired of this whole gift giving thing. The way it's turning into. I mean, and back in the old days, I mean, my family's always been a non-list kind of family where we would get you something that we thought you would like, even if you hated it, you know, and it's meant something, even if you hated it. Now it's like everybody gives us all these lists. And my wife and I, we had this like date, but it didn't even really feel like a date, but it was a meeting. It just felt like a meeting. So we're talking about, she's talking about all the things that our kids have put on what they would like list. And I kept getting madder and madder and madder as it went on. And I'm like, why do we even do this? Why go through all the stress of this? I mean, I have at least one or two kids who put things on there that, you know, it's like, we're not going to get you that ever. You know, that just costs too much. We're not getting it. Why do you put that on there? And my wife's like, well, maybe I could find one used. I'm like, you've spent all your time. I'm not going to get my kid one of those things anyway. I'm like, why don't we just give them gift cards or give them cash? Because what's the point that we just all exchange our little lists and then we buy our things, you know, and like all the stress, my wife's trying to get it, you know, so they'll really have a great, wonderful Christmas. And I'm not liking it. I'm not liking it. And we've talked about it for years. We got to do something different, but we do have to. If you got a good gift idea, now don't just send me something like, well, we've decided we're not going to do gifts and we're just going to, you know, buy Bibles to Russia in each other's names or whatever. That's not going to happen in our house. I mean, it's just not. If you've got some, I don't know, some suggestion so it doesn't feel so stressful, I'm up for it. So let me know.
You have any suggestions, Scott? I got nothing, man. We do the list thing, and my wife is actually really gracious to me. I've learned over the years not to, she's like, I say this every year, probably, she's like Rachel on Friends, just stick to the list and and you'll be good. Although she will exchange whatever I get her if it's not the right thing. So
right.
The romance has kind of been sucked out of this thing a long time ago.
What's the magic? Oh yeah. That's exactly the link that I put. Yeah. Well, don't give me those ideas. I want something better than that. And again, I don't know what the answer is. So, but I do know I have a one gift that I have to make this year. I'm making Renly, my granddaughter's 5. I'm making her a treasure box, which I made for all 8 of my children. So this is the first grandchild treasure box. So I've got to start on that. I need to get going because I'm going to run out of time. I just know I am, because that's the way it always works, doesn't it?
Do they always love that gift? When your kids got that, did they love that gift? Like with the younger kids?
No.
Because I'm just wondering if she's going to be like, you got me a box?
Yes, she might. But all my kids still have theirs, and they all have stuff inside of them. So they have become treasured heirlooms.
Awesome.
You know, plus I put a little lock on the outside. And when you're 5 years old and you got your own lock, you feel like you can put anything in there.
That's very cool.
They're not that fancy anyway. I mean, they don't take very long to make. In fact, I should take a picture of all the boxes just so you guys can see how not very hard they are.
You're not like carving ornate designs into them or anything?
I do not. They are not made out of mahogany or, you know, lumber from the bottom of a river.
I'm picturing this like nicely dark stained, you know, with a curved top and you
know, on the last. I did make a curved top for my very first one. Cause I was going to make it like a pirate one,
yeah,
but it's a simple pirate one. And I found some other tricks that were really quite brilliant, if I do say so myself. Some of them I put secret compartments in the bottom, which just means, you know, it's got a false bottom so you can pick up the bottom and, you know, you have another inch underneath that you can put your really secret stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. Well, hey, we're about out of time, and I got to go to gym class for homeschool co-op. Did I tell you the last time I did gym, Scott, that I got seriously injured?
No.
I should have. I don't even have my phone with me. I'd show a picture. They were playing dodgeball at the very end, and it was the last minute. And I'm sitting on the sideline on a chair just looking out at the room, and all of a sudden, my whole face goes, and my glasses skew off, you know, and it hurt my nose. And my son comes over and goes, you okay, Dad? And he goes, Dad, you're bleeding. And the bridge of my nose was cut and blood was just running down my face, dripping off my nose. I looked like that Rocky Balboa, you know, and about round 7. But the kid felt like trash after doing it.
So, oh, he's probably a legend now.
He probably is. God, yeah, I got him a good midnight coach. Yeah. Yeah. So I got to head over there. So, Dad, on this very, very, I guess it'll be the very first day of December, check out the Yavle Goat Cam and spend a few minutes, you know, planning what some gifts that you might be getting. Again, you know, maybe it's the romantic in me, but I just want my wife to know that I care. You know, so maybe I'll spend a little extra. Maybe I'll go beyond the list, or maybe I'll do something. Maybe she said, you don't need to do this, but, you know, just to let her know I was thinking about her. Because it doesn't feel like you're thinking about her when you're scrambling at the end and you have to run out to CVS, you know, the night before because you forgot. In fact, it just does the opposite. So, Dad, it takes some effort. Set your expectations aside and do some of those fun things. I know I'm going to call I can go online and schedule a bell ringing time tour at Salvation Army. It's super easy to do. My daughter, Maggie, said, I'd really like to do that. So I'm going to write a note right now on this scrap piece of paper that says bell ringer, because I need to take care of that. And it's a pain. It'd be easier just to do your own thing and sit back and do nothing. But you need to do it because you know why. You did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Pop some popcorn.
Is that your music or my music?
Music. I don't hear any music.
I mean, I hear Foreigner is back. Why do I hear this? Oh, that is weird.
Getting a little radio interference on your end?
I don't know. I guess maybe I zoomed over something that I didn't realize was there, you know, like,
yeah.
And it just set it playing.
Yeah.
But it's over. I'm back at the Gavel Code Cam.
All right.